Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 11:55, up 47 and three quarters on the open May, 11:55, up 50. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 10:95, up 45 and a half on the open May, 11:04, up 39 and a half. July, 10:16, up 29 and a half. September, 10:48, up 55 and three quarters. December, 10:33, up 33 and a half. July of 2009, 9:35, up 25 on the open. March corn opened at 5:26, up 3 3/4 on the open. May, 5:39, up 4. July, 5:51, up 4 1/4. September, 5:53, up 5 1/4. December, 5:55, up 4 3/4. March of 2009, 5:61 1/2, up 2 1/4. May, 5:63 3/4, up 1/4. July, 5:70, up 3. December of 2009, 5:34 1/4, up 3 1/2 on the open. March beans open at 14:40, up 20 on the open. May, 14:52, up 13 3/4. July, 14:72, up 19 1/4. November, 14:06, up 15 1/4 on the open. March soybean meal open at 3:65.50, up 4:30 on the open. May, 3:73, up 4.80. March soybean oil open at 63.20, up 90 on the open. May, 64, up 98. March feeders open at 104.25, up 32 1/2 on the open. April, 107.35, up 5. May, 110.65, unchanged. August, 112.35, up 35 on the open. February live cattle opened at 62.60, up 60 on the open. April, 64.80, up 82 1/2. June, 64.85, up 45. August, 97.40, up 50 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 62.45, down 105 on the open. March bellies opened at 93.50, and they were down 45 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris and McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
See you at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana on March 4th for our all-day agricultural outlook meeting. Registration begins at 8:15 a.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:15 a.m. Central. We've got a strong lineup, including nationally celebrated speakers Glenn Ring and Dan Bossi. Full details are on our website at willag.org. The 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook Meeting is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company, the Andersons, and Cargill. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What has gotten into the wheat market?
The wheat market is Minneapolis again up $1.25. It went to $20.50. It has unlimited trading this week. And it's, end of the month coming up where people have to get out of their stuff. So they're trying to get out of their front month and roll into something else. It's got Chicago wheat up 60 across the board. It's got Kansas City wheat 60 pretty much across the board. Tight supply of hard wheat. And we won't have any new supply of that until we harvest here in the Northern Hemisphere to make up much for it. So that's dragging that tremendously. It's also helping the corn. And the other thing is the bean oil and palm oil. Palm oil last night set all-time new records, and it's helping bean oil do that this morning also.
Well, let's take the wheat out of the equation then for the moment and look at the soybeans by themselves. And let me ask you, because we made new contract highs, all-time contract highs, Simone, we're rewriting the book, it seems like, almost on a daily, if not weekly, basis here in the soybean market.
Yes, we are.
What are your new upside swing objectives?
Well, before 15 was the objective, and July hit 1486 today, May hit 1473. I think those objectives are still there, but once we hit those, will we go to 16 and then 17 and then 18? That's a possibility. The other thing is that, you know, this week at the end of February could be making the highs for a while before we go sideways again, and that's not known. Without the wheat here trying to get out of March, once we get through that part of the wheat helping drag things, that might help things not make the new highs every day like they have been.
Well, what's your gut? Are we going to see $16 soybeans?
$16 soybeans, I would say we will see. We have no weather in anything yet. This is just from demand. So almost $15 with no weather, I think you could hit $2 higher real easily.
We did note that about 381 out of the money, 1420 calls were exercised at the end of last week.
Right.
All right. What about the corn then, Pete?
Corn is still in demand worldwide. We're worried about what the carryout will be. We're worried about enough acres. Corn just went up 10 to 12 here in the old crop, new crop, hit 57.5, which is, again, all-time new highs in all of that. And corn is, what are we going to have for usage? And the demand is still there worldwide, and we haven't slowed anything down with these prices.
Do people believe 90 million acres?
I think they probably do because of the, you know, the high yields on corn versus this price is still a lot more profitable than $15 beans, especially if you're cash renting.
I'm almost wondering if 90 million acres might be the largest number that we see in this growing season.
It could be. It could be. But if I'm paying high cash rent, and I'm paying high fertilizer costs, 180 bushel corn times $5 plus is going to make me more money than $55 beans times 13 or whatever they are after basis.
Do harvest month corn futures have another contract high in them?
I think they do, yeah. We're at 557, 558 today. 63 was the goal, and then after that about 85. And I think those could both happen.
What about on the all-time charts? Where is corn sitting?
Corn is above the all-time, about a nickel right now in the December. All-time was 554, I believe, in December. Corn were at 558, 558.5 right now.
So what should producers be doing off of these prices?
They should be dribbling out some more cash if they have any left, rewarding the market a little bit. They should be considering doing something to protect what they aren't selling, like buying puts, but I would be dribbling some cash out at these higher prices.
Let's turn our attention to the Merck for a moment there, Pete, and let me ask you, what's going on in the hog market?
Hog market, we're down again, and right now with these high prices on corn, it's helped push the hogs lower. We're down a dollar or more, $1.80 to $2 now on hog prices. And I just, this scary price for meal and corn is helping push the hogs down.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Mike Sulla's two-state forecast has some warnings and watches today. Let's look at those. A winter storm warning is in effect for northwestern Illinois from this afternoon through Tuesday morning, and for the rest of northern Illinois and northwestern Indiana from this evening through tomorrow afternoon. A winter storm watch is in effect for portions of central Illinois from late tonight through tomorrow afternoon, and for northeastern Indiana from tonight through Tuesday evening. And a winter weather advisory is in effect for a small portion of far western central Illinois this evening through tomorrow morning. Current tick over in Kansas City, March wheat now, 1167 and a quarter up 60. July, 1123 up 57 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat, 1109 and a half up 60. May, 1124 and a half up 60. July, 1046 and a half up 60. March corn, now at 535 and a quarter, up 13. May, 549 up 14. July, 560 and three quarters up 14. December, 558 and a quarter up 8. March soybeans, 1448 and a half up 28 and a half. May, 1468 up 29 and three quarters. July, 1482 up 29 and a quarter. November, 1413 up 22 and a half. March soybean meal, 367.50 up 6.30. May, 376.50 up 8.30. March soybean oil, 63.47 up 1.17. May, 64.20 up 1.18. February live cattle, 92.20 up 20. March feeders, 103.25 down 67 and a half. April lean hog, 61.45 down 205. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.